not sure we got that. Would you say?
Okay, the word for the outside of bacon is rind.
How about the kind of meat that comes either in little links on a chain or in round patties?
Before we get to that, I'll tell you that a good many people confuse the words rind and rhyme in New Orleans. For example, vendors on the street selling watermelon in watermelon season say, "I got watermelon ready to rhyme." It's more black, but it's, I've heard white people also say rhyme. Though I'm not sure about bacon in that case. I'm thinking of watermelon. The other question?
Meat in little links or patties. Spiced. All right.
Well, that's pork sausage. My wife makes her own. It's much better than what you get at the grocery store, I assure you.
What do you call the man that cuts up the meat at the store?
The butcher.
And if the meat had been kept too long, you'd say it has...
It's faisandé.
It's what?
It's faisandé. F-A-I-S-A-N-D-E-A-Q. Now that's used by people who are not bilingual.
Which means?
It's over the hill. It's beginning to turn. It's a funny color and it smells. From the French term for hanging pheasants, you know, until they're supposedly better to eat.
How about another word which I need for pronunciation for going bad?
Spoil.
Then after you butcher a hog, what might you make with the meat from its head?
Oh, that's easy. Hog's head cheese.
Okay.
Or sometimes hog head cheese. Never head cheese.
What would you call a dish made by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Called pâté de maison, pâté ordinaire, or what do you call it? I'm more likely to use French words for cooking than most other things, I guess. But no, we certainly we have that fairly often. We make it with chicken livers mostly, but it's we're having pâté as an hors d'oeuvre, for example.
What would you make from hog blood?
Boudin.
What is boudin?
Well, boudin in my childhood has no rice in it. And it's made with the large intestine. It comes in a ring. I've eaten very much the same thing in, say, in Burgundy in France. It's what the English call blood pudding. It's all made up almost entirely of blood with a little flour, I believe. It has no other additives, as far as I know. And it was characteristically sliced in two and served with grits for breakfast. When I was a child.
Did you ever hear of taking the juice of hogshead cheese or liver sausage and stirring it up with cornmeal and then cooking it and after it gets cold, slicing and frying it?
No.
Do you know the term scrapple?
Yes, but I mean only from my studies.
Okay.
I have often enough eaten a slice of cold hogshead cheese with hot grits, and that has somewhat similar effect.
What would you call butter that had been kept too long? The butter is...
Rancid.
And thick, sour milk you might keep on hand to use in cooking.
The term nowadays certainly is sour cream. Clabber is a word well known to me from childhood.
All right. How about the kind of cheese that you might make from clabber?
Cream cheese.
After you'd milked a cow to get the hairs and things out, the first thing you might do would be to...
Strain it.
Yeah. And something baked in a deep dish with layers of fruit and dough would be a...
Cobbler.
And if someone has a good appetite, you say he certainly likes to put away his...
Are you looking for an idiom?
Not necessarily. A common word or an idiom.
Well, victuals is not a common word with us, if that's what you're looking for. We probably say food.
Okay, good. That's fine. Either one. What would you call a sweet?